9 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. We are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the Shenandoah Community School District Elementary Principal Jordan Newberg. Mr. Newberg, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Mr. Newberg?
I'm good.
Most exciting thing going on at the Shenandoah schools today in your world is what, Mr. Newberg? Number one thing.
Well, number one thing, we got letters trainings going on, I guess, right now for our teachers, and we're almost done with that. This is, our teachers are very, very excited that we're almost done with that.
Okay.
But other than that, it's going to be just another great day and hopefully get our kids outside to recess.
That's something you kind of look forward to, isn't it? Getting the kiddos outside. So
well, with the rain a little bit and the cold weather, I mean,
you bet.
Get them out there.
You betcha. So, good deal. So, from your perspective, Mr. Newberg, as the administrator, you kind of see the end of the school year coming. Like you said, you want to get the kids outside, get them moving, and enjoy some of the great weather that we're going to have here. Do you feel anticipation leading toward the end of the school year or not so much? Tell me a little bit about that.
I don't know if we do quite yet. I mean, right now I think we've felt the sugar rush the last couple of days from Easter.
The sugar rush, huh?
I'll say that way instead. But other than that, get them outside for recess is always a positive thing with this rain.
Yeah.
It's kept us in a couple of days,
uh-huh,
which we absolutely need the rain. So, but I don't know if we quite feel it yet. Usually we feel it here probably a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Iowa assessment's coming up next week, and that usually is kind of marks for our teachers. Oh, we can breathe now a little bit more. And then sometimes it's just end of the year final things that we got to get through.
Sure.
And that's when we start feeling our kids.
Well,
amped up a little bit more.
We're not there yet, like you said, but you can kind of see it starting to come around the corner. Talk to me about the test, the ISASP test that you're talking about. Tell me a little bit about that. How does it work? Is it all week long or a few days in the mornings? Or tell me a little bit about that process for you.
Yeah, so we'll do our Iowa assessments next week. So my building is a K-4, so we only have to do it for third and fourth grade. Monday we'll do a lot of our students that have a lot of commendations. We have some students that read the test out loud, the reading test out loud. That's partly just to make sure that they are doing their very best. We can't help them with any missing words or anything like that. It's just to make sure that they aren't rushing through it and that they're doing their very, very best on it. And so Monday, we have a lot of students that have that, so a lot of one-on-one testing. And then Tuesday through Friday, everyone else will take their test. We'll start with some reading. Some math. We split up the writing day up, so they'll do half a day of language art, the grammar part of it, and then the next day they'll do the writing part of it.
Okay. It's all online at this point, correct?
Yeah, it's really quite nice. It's all online. There's no timed. They have as much time as they ever need. They've keep kind of tweaking it a little bit. Now it's going to be based on how well they're answering these questions. So last year, reading was that way, where if you get a question right, the question might get a little bit more difficult next time.
So it kind of,
they're going to do with math this time.
It kind of adjusts then as you take the test?
They will this year. Reading did last year. This year, math will have a little bit of that.
Okay. Yep. All right. And the writing portion of it is all like you're typing all of it, right? I mean, that's how that works. So, okay.
Yep. A big, big paragraph. Hopefully, they're using the correct punctuation and doing the very best.
All right.
They got about an hour. I remember I helped talk to some of them. I remember a student that was done in about 10 minutes and submitted. Like, what are we doing? No, don't do that. But,
so then when they're finished and they submit right away, then that goes, you don't really have possession. It goes to the state at that point?
Yep, correct. Oh, wow.
Yep,
it goes to the state and they get us our results back fairly quickly.
Yeah, okay, good deal. So that's kind of a big week though, Mr. Newberg. I mean, there's a lot that, like it or not, like testing or not, and there's a lot of arguments, and I'm sure you've heard both sides of it. Some kids are good test takers. It's a snapshot in time, all of those things. But that's kind of how a lot of information is learned, and that's kind of the way that we operate, right? Taking a test, and it's an assessment to see where we're at.
Yeah, it's an assessment where we're at. We use a lot of, like, just a screenshot, like, hey, it's a one-day test.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us a pretty good idea if they got it or not, but we do know some kids have that test anxiety, so it's not the end-all be-all for us, but it also is a very, very good measuring stick, I'd say,
yep,
to see where our students are. We definitely change some things based off of it. Like, if we're go back and we really review some of these, how our students are doing, we might tweak how we do some of our curriculum a little bit just to try to make sure we're supporting them a little bit better.
Sure. All right. Very cool. So that is coming up again next week, correct?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Have your kiddos well rested and ready to go. So big day, yeah, big week. And then Absolutely. It's all over, and then it's look forward to the end of the year. Well, maybe not. I added that in there, Mr. Newberg. So talk to
me. No, it will be something like that.
I'm not too far off that way. Yeah. So talk to me about the carnival. Is it that you have upcoming, or PTO carnival? What's the carnival?
Yep. So our school, about 4 or 5 years ago, we put on a carnival. So we just bring in some bounce houses, balloon artists, face paint, trying to make it a really big event that's free for our community. The guidance counselor helps me a lot to get a lot of it done, writes the grant, try to help get some money so that we can actually put it on completely free. The first year we kind of did it just to see if it would work, and I'd say we had a huge turnout. Ever since then, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. We have community partners that donate money or come and put up a booth to like do game carnival games. It's a really big event. Last year we got stuck with, it's too windy outside, but bounce houses up, so then we had to move everything inside. And it worked out okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness we have a pretty big K-8 building to be able to manage it. But you know, to end our school year off with an event like that, I just feel like it's a really good way to bring the community together and kind of celebrate a good school year.
So that is May 15th is the carnival, correct?
Yes.
All right. And where all will it be? You try to do it outside, right? Weather permitting. So where all is it located? Tell me the area where you have the carnival.
Yeah. So right by our elementary playground, we have a big grass area. And mm-hmm. so we'll put up, I think it's 4 or 5 bounce houses this year. And then around that will be, we have the playground there for those students that want to play on the playground. And we have all of our carnival games back behind it. And then we will have free corn dogs for everyone and water. I think we've got 3 or 4 food trucks coming in
to
park in our driveway.
Cool.
So they can get some stuff. And then we also are raffling off baskets that our students are donating items to create. Those raffles are really what hopefully will make us self-sufficient, that we'll be able to just use the money from the raffles from the year before to buy everything and just keep moving it every year like that.
So it's quite the event, then, the carnival is.
Excuse me?
I said it's quite the event, the carnival.
Yes. Yes, it's a very big, it takes up the whole area, but yes. We keep trying to make it a little bit better every year.
Very cool. So mark that down on your calendar, May 15th, and that'll be the date of the carnival. So we're visiting with Jordan Newberg this morning. Jordan is the elementary principal with the Shenandoah Community School District. Mr. Newberg, elementary and middle school concerts are going on. What's going on with the elementary concerts? Are we underway?
Yes. So we had our first elementary concerts. We do each one individually. So last night we had our first grade concert, and then we had our second grade concert following that. On Thursday we've got our third grade concerts and our fourth grade concerts, and then the following week we got kindergarten concerts. So Mrs. Dawson does a great job for us, our music teacher, of bringing out some cool things. She has some things called a boom whacker she incorporated this year.
A boom whacker? So,
yeah, so they do a song. So last night, the second grade did Ghostbusters. So what was pretty cool is that so they're called as boom whackers, I think.
Okay.
You might can check me on that. But then they pretty much put it on. She has a TV in front of her, and it looks like if you've ever played Guitar Hero. So every kid has a different color, and when they see their color come down to the bottom, they're hitting the ground with that boom whacker, which makes a certain note. And so they're playing these songs, and it's pretty cool to watch them do that. But our kids are also extremely engaged because they're playing pretty much like Guitar Hero with boom whackers.
I am boom whackers is correct. I just looked it up, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I have never heard of that, but I see it now. So you talk about Ghostbusters. I'm thinking Ray Parker Jr. from the original Ghostbusters song way back in the 80s. And then you went to Guitar Hero and boom whackers. You just covered several generations right there.
Yeah, perfect.
That's pretty cool. So that's kind of cool, though, right?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty cool thing. First grade did it, and I don't recall exactly what their song was. Second grade had Ghostbusters, and I guess I'll wait and see what third grade is.
Okay.
And then fourth grade, we get the pleasure of hearing the recorders on Thursday. So,
no boom whackers. Maybe they can incorporate the boom. I'm just curious. That's very cool. Well, good deal. And those concerts are always fun because some kids are totally into it, and some kids look like they don't want to be there. You get it all in between, right?
Yeah. She does a pretty good job of keeping them engaged. Like I said, the boom whackers keep people wanting to come.
That's awesome.
And she always picks one pretty popular song. They sang a song from Zootopia last night.
Okay.
They're trying to find some songs that the kids will want to sing. Mm-hmm. And she does really good actions also, some fun songs like that.
Very cool. Jordan Newberg with me, the elementary principal with the Shenandoah Community School District. All right, Mr. Newberg, so you have ISAS next week. The carnival is coming up May 15th and ongoing concerts at the moment. And you just show up to that, right? You don't have to purchase tickets or anything for those, or do you?
Nope, you have to show up. The only other thing we got coming up is we have an elementary musical.
Tell me about that.
So we got the elementary musical coming up the end of April. I think it's the 27th, that Friday, the last Friday and Saturday of April. So it's second, third, and fourth graders that put on a musical. Julie Murren is our director for it, and it's called Susical this year. So she started this elementary musical about 3 years ago, and it's pretty cool to watch our young get to perform also. They went and watched our middle school perform their musical earlier this year. They went to watch our high school perform, so it's kind of their turn now.
Very cool. And Julie does a great job, doesn't she?
She does a fabulous job.
She does a great job for sure. So the last Friday of April is the 24th.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So mark that down. Do you need tickets for that, or do you show up?
You will have to have tickets. Yeah, you'll have to have tickets for the elementary musical.
Do you purchase those at the door?
It might actually be, I'm thinking of it. I think it's actually May 1st. Is May 1st a Saturday?
May 1st is the Friday.
Okay, maybe it's May 1st. Then.
And Saturday is the 2nd, so.
Okay, I think that's actually when that is.
Okay. Look on the calendar, school calendar, and you can find it on there. Purchase your tickets on there as well, or do you purchase tickets at the door?
That is a good question. I don't exactly have that answer.
We'll visit about that again. We'll talk about it before it gets to be that time. So, very cool. Love to see those activities happening. That's pretty cool. All right, Mr. I think they should pull you on stage and grab one of those boom whackers, Mr. Newberg. I think that would be a great thing for the principal today.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could probably rock it pretty well, but I don't know if I know any Dr. Seuss.
I think so. I think that needs to be worked out. All right, Mr. Newberg, what else do we need to touch on this morning? Jordan Newberg with me again, by the way, the elementary principal with the Shenandoah Community School District. Anything else we need to touch on?
I don't think so. I think we're ready for the home stretch here.
Yeah, absolutely. But be ready for Ice Fast next. That's a big one. Take that one seriously and be ready for that next week.
Yes.
Mr. Newberg, pleasure to visit with you, and look forward to visiting with you again soon. Make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Jordan Newberg with me again, the elementary principal with the Shenandoah Community Schools.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on Country Sunshine Radio. Remember, you can tune in each weekday at 6:50.